I'm still trying to catch my breath, by the way. It's harder than it used to be. But I have more words to share with you, so I'll catch my breath quickly. The life and death of our Lord Jesus Christ be yours this day, and these bring to you God's mercy, grace, and new life. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, these are yours today. Because of this, you are forgiven. You are forgiven your sin of worrying about who is the best. For Christ now makes you his own. Christ forgives you. And in Christ, you are a perfect child. Amen. Well, it doesn't take too many years in this old life, even when you're young, to begin figuring out where you stack up against those around you, whether they be your siblings, your neighbors, or kids at school. You can picture the characteristic scene on the baseball field of choosing teams. And of course, you never want to be the last one, right? But many of us have been the last one, so we know that it is impossible to avoid this completely. And a lifelong quest begins to identify who the best is, and its twin quest of becoming the best. And if that doesn't work, at least self-improvement. And when does this end? Well, by definition, it doesn't really end until life ends, until we find what Luther called the little death happens to us, the death of our bodies. Between now and then, however, that question rattles around a constant temptation. And I suppose Darwin would say that the quest to be the best must remain in order to strengthen the species, right? But what little comfort that actually brings. And even fear sometimes as we are faced with challenges like we see in the news today with coronavirus and other health challenges. But this question rattles in other ways as well. As Super Tuesday approaches, the nation asks this question, mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the most qualified presidential candidate of them all? Do we know? Well, if you've had the curiosity to watch the last few Democratic debates, you can see each candidate trying their best to make this case in various and fascinating ways, sometimes by sheer volume, that they are the best among the field. And of course, on the Republican side, there are others who have no trouble doing the very same thing. Such is the state of our national politics. Yet when you look at the other options out there for choosing governments, it is about the best system that we have. Now, I've had a request to include a few more illustrations about NASCAR in my preaching. So this one seems appropriate. At Daytona Speedway a couple of weeks back with Ryan Newman's incredible fiery crash at the finish line, it reminded me of the animated movie Cars, a crash which he thankfully and somewhat miraculously survived. We saw what kind of risk these drivers and teams take in order to be the very best, at least for the week, risking life and limb for the temporary title of fastest driver. Or maybe you've heard of the word GOAT, and I'm not talking about the animal, I'm talking about the acronym GOAT, which is used to describe the greatest of all time, usually in relation to sports. LeBron James seems to like this title for himself in the NBA. And some claim that Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback in the NFL of all time. Others in this neck of the woods might disagree, but who really knows? And of course, with the month of March here, my antenna tunes in to the Minnesota State High School hockey tournament. And my beloved Moorhead Spuds, as I have shared with you in the past, they've been to the tourney over 20 times, placed second 7 times, yet never hoisted the trophy. Never number one. Maybe this is their year, maybe not. But I'm sure that we'll put ourselves through some excruciating games this week to find out if they are the best. That's an important question, one actually we can't get away from in this world and in our lives, but it does wear on you, doesn't it, sometimes, this question of Who is the best and how can you be better? Is there any escape from this? Now, I've watched a couple of YouTube channels that follow the travels of middle-class couples, usually, who are living the dream. And you can just tune into their channels to see what this looks like if you don't have any idea. They have escaped the rat race, retired early, bought a sailboat, does this sound pretty good, and settled down in the Caribbean or some sailing around the world. Is that our escape from the ravages of trying to be the best or at least good enough? Sounds good, but it doesn't take too many episodes of these channels to peer in between what is truly beautiful footage of scenery, food, people, swimming, and also find lots of boat maintenance, financial stress, relationship stress, the drive to have more YouTube subscribers, this is important, I guess. And there are always faster, bigger, and better boats. Such escape is only a shift in what is being measured. So we can hardly blame the disciples, especially after the transfiguration when they see the greatest of all time in the faith, when they approach Jesus and ask him, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? They wanted to know. And believe me, we in the church are not immune to this way of thinking. Yet when you begin to identify all the ways that we live our lives trying to be good enough, in whatever arena we live or measure ourselves, Jesus' answer is truly astonishing. And it truly turns the world upside down. He says, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Basically, he says, forget about being the best. You're not even going to be in heaven at all unless you become like a child. And then he says, whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And now here's the question. If someone is quite humble, do they even care about being the best? Well, no. The two are mutually exclusive. They live in different worlds. Some of us might be tempted and begin to wonder and measure, how humble are we? Are we humble enough? But when we do that, we've lost before we've even started. So what is going on with Jesus' teaching here? Well, actually, Jesus is giving a great gift to the disciples and to us. He is ending your journey of self-improvement, at least as far as the kingdom of heaven is concerned. And this hardly seems fair. Just 4 days into the season of Lent, a season we often associate with self-improvement. But Jesus says, you must become like a child. And there is only one way that that happens. It is by being put to death and being raised up by the Holy Spirit. And God does this to you. God humbles you and makes you his child in baptism, in the Lord's Supper, and as you hear his word. And so you live in faith now. You live in faith, trusting God's word of forgiveness above all the clatter of being the greatest in this world and that question's effect on your conscience. Here that question of being the best falls into irrelevancy. It doesn't even matter because in your new life in Christ, you are made perfect, which is quite different than being the best, by the way. In heaven, best is not the important category. What is more important is recognizing and trusting that you are God's creation. And because of that, you are beautiful, period. Now I know in this old world where we still live, we will still be left with such quests of becoming the greatest and questions of doing our best. They still are important for some reasons. And God will actually use your skills and abilities and your improvements in order to help others live and eventually hear the gospel themselves. God will even use your hands and your feet and your eyes. So there is no need to cut them off or gouge them out prematurely. I know that piece of the gospel caught your ear as well. You do not need to cut them off now, for God will use them. Now you know that these things cannot get you to God's kingdom anyway, and there is a great freedom in that. In such a freedom, we can celebrate achievement for what it is, helping others. In my perusing the Star Tribune's Minnesota Hockey Hub website for Moorhead's section result, I found a familiar face. It was Bethel's own Brody Lamb, who plays hockey for Dodge County, at the very top of the list for goals scored this season out of all the hockey players in Minnesota. Brody is number one. And to that I say congratulations. Enjoy the fruits of your labor. This is worth celebrating, and we can be proud about this. But now, know that beyond any competition, question, or yearning to be the best, because of Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection, you too have died in your baptisms. You will be raised up in childlike new life, humbled. Woe to anyone who tells you differently, Jesus says. And though you may have a hard time seeing it with your eyes some days, and as a Moorhead Spuds fan, I have had a hard time seeing it throughout my whole life, in faith now, you are made perfect. Such is your life in the kingdom of heaven. Amen. I invite you to stand as you are able as we sing.